Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey everybody, Rev here. I hope you enjoyed our D&D one-shot that ran the last couple weeks. Today we're going to get into a handful of one-page RPGs before we come back for the Season 3 Q&A and then our launch into Season 4. First, I want to say thank you for hanging out with us still as we take our break between seasons. We're getting a lot of ducks in a row. We're getting Kim out this way to do a photo shoot with Wes. We're also recording some content for our Patreon. That was a goal we passed a while ago. So taking this little break has been very beneficial for us as we set up Kim's trip here and executed properly. Just a reminder, if you have any questions about Season 3, make sure to get those to us either through the website or through email, thecastatthecritshowpodcast.com. This is your last week to submit those, so make sure to take a moment and get those to us. And then I also want to mention that recently, Kim and I have been doing listen-throughs of old episodes on Twitch. We started with episode 1 for our anniversary, and folks really seem to enjoy it, so we have kept going. This coming Tuesday, the 6th, normally that would be when we would start episode 7, the beginning of the Hawaii arc. But Kim is actually going to be out of town, and so Tass is going to stop by. And Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, Tass and I are going to do a listen-through of the first episode of Perilous Tides. So we will listen through to that, take questions from the audience, as well as talk about some of the things that we both remember putting this together, he as the game master and myself as the producer. So join us for that on Tuesday night at Twitch over at twitch.tv/thecritshow. And then lastly, boy, it's been a long time since I have mentioned this. I keep forgetting. But wherever you listen to us, if you could take a moment and rate and review us, that would be super helpful for us. We have discovered over the years now how beneficial it is to get ratings and reviews on various platforms and how that makes us visible to listeners that we may not normally reach. So if you haven't done it yet, if you could take a moment to give us a rating or a review on whichever platform you listen, that would be very helpful for us. So I think with that, it is time to get into our first one-page RPG ran by Tass and created by Tass. This week, Tass has got something for us. Tass, what do you got?
Well, to get into it, I'm going to need all of your assistance. Are you ready for some action here right off the bat?
Always.
Okay, I need Megan and Rev. Let's start hearing some growls, some roars.
Like dog?
Oh,
or like
not
gorilla.
I think something more reptilian, something big and vicious. Let's hear him.
Godzilla.
No, not quite.
No.
Little smaller than Godzilla.
Baby Godzilla.
Oh my gosh, just your best growls. Let's go. Keep them going. Keep them going. Okay, while they're growling, Jake,
yeah,
we need to start making some laser noises. Let's put these together.
Pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew. Pew. Pew. Pew. Welcome, everybody. to Dinos and Lasers, the one-page RPG by me.
Yay! Oh!
Yes!
Tell us about it.
I'm going to tell you about it. What you three are going to be playing today are Bionosaurs. You are evolved dinosaurs in the world of Pangaea, a war-torn giant continent that is covered in advanced evolved dinos, but you specifically are the last bastion of civilization and learning and technology. You live in a city called Paleontopia in the east of Pangaea. To the south live the dirty, filthy, tree-hugging, magic-using Primordosaurs that still honor the old ways of magic. Off to the west are the devastating Mesozoa wastelands, just ravaged by nuclear fallout, and the home of the vicious, warlike Apocalyptosaurs. And to the north is just a massive icy mountain range known as the Ice Aegis, and no dinosaur ever goes there. It is far too cold to survive. So, what we're going to do is we're going to roll some D6s and figure out who we're playing, which I think we've technically already done, so let's just talk over what we got. So first up, which Bionosaur are you? Rev, what did you roll?
I rolled a Pachycephalus.
Outstanding, a Pachycephalus with their nice tough skull. What does that give you?
Once per scene, I can give one of my teammates a +2 if their roll would benefit from their target being headbutted.
Outstanding. And you can give that after their roll. That is at your leisure. Megan, what are you playing?
I am playing as a Tricera. And the satellite dish embedded in my protective neck plating ensures that I always know the direction of my teammates, and once per scene, I can add +1 to a roll for gathering information.
Outstanding. And Jake?
I am a Carnotaur, so I still possess my hunter's bloodlust. If I kill an evolved species, I can take a +1 forward to attack my next target during the same fight.
Outstanding. The next up is deciding what is your saw or signature advanced weaponry. Rev, what did you get?
I could not be happier with the way this roll turned out.
Oh, good.
I get a bionic dinosaur element, so I'm having a bionic forehead.
Nice. That is superb. Megan?
Neurodrones, baby.
Neurodrones. Very cool. And Jake?
Cyber Eye.
Cyber Eye. Very good. And Rev, what kind of damage does your dino feature do?
High intensity sound waves.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Headbutt and drop the bass all at the same time. Megan?
Implosion cartridges.
Oh, fantastic. And Jake?
Beam laser.
Hell yes. Laser eye. Yes. And lastly, what is your bone or bionic organism network enhancement? What makes you special here in the future?
I have accidentally rolled the dinosaur juggernaut because my enhancement is enhanced muscle graft.
Ooh, yeah. Jump higher, further, harder, tougher. Megan?
Teleportation suit and portal blaster.
Oh my God. That is just so perfectly Megan. I'm so happy.
It's in her rider that she gets that option in any game we play.
Jake?
Hard light hologram projectors.
Nice. So you can see stuff through lasers, and you can make other people see stuff through other lasers. Nice.
Yes.
You're like dinosaur R2-D2.
Yes.
You have lasers of destruction and creation.
Yeah.
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
All right. Now the most important part. Rev, what's your Pachycephalus name?
I have to give credit to Megan for this because Megan came up with her name first, and I was like, oh God, I feel like I have to follow in this path.
Well, okay, we should preface this with, we'd asked Tass, like, what kind of names are you thinking?
Yes.
So Rev asked that. He said, what kind of names are you thinking for these types of characters? And Tass just threw out, like, a bunch of just, like, really cool, like, post-apocalyptic names. He's like, just something really cool. And then I said, so not Michael Ceratops. And he said, I love it.
I do, and I love it so much.
Yeah, so with the idea of Megan possibly going with Michael Ceratops, I decided to go with Seth Green.
And I did Richard Carnotaur.
I love you people so much. Okay, so you each now have to assign your stats, and there are three stats to assign here. The first is appeal, how you relate to others, your smooth talk, and your shiny scales. There is also dino. So that is anything physical. If you're going to use your instincts, your strength, etc., you'll roll dino. And, of course, lasers. If you are utilizing your tech specifically to accomplish the problem, you will roll with lasers. So you get a 0, a 1, and a 2 to assign however you prefer.
Well, I'm a tool man first and foremost, so I think lasers is my 2.
That's fair.
But I am a television host also, so appeal is my 1 and dinos is my 0.
Okay, very good.
I'm going with dinos as my 0, 1 for my lasers, and 2 for appeal.
Nice.
I'm going with 2 for my dinos, 1 for my lasers, and 0 appeal.
Very good. So how these apply. For this game, you need 2 d8, and you will add the appropriate stat to your roll. On a 1-7, you fail. You don't accomplish your goal, and you take a point of extinction. On an 8-12, you succeed, but you do still take a point of extinction. And on a 13+, you fully succeed, no problems. But here's the catch. Here's what extinction means. You are always trying to dodge the comet. If at any point you roll lower than your current extinction, a comet obliterates you.
Oh, no.
Sure, you're dead, but millions of years from now, you'll be a museum display, so that's pretty cool. So I have rolled a few things. There is a section for the GM to discover what terrible situation requires this strike team, who is responsible for disturbing Paleontopia's peace, and lastly, what is another random problem that just happens to be going on at the same time. So I have made my rolls, and we are set there. Are you all ready to jump into Paleontopia?
More than I could ever let you know.
Okay, so here's the situation. You three work for a company called Dino DNA. The Data Network Association. It is your charge to deal with problems in the city. There is a military, there is a government, there is a presidentosaur, the whole nine yards. This is like a fully developed, amazing city. It's not to the point of like flying cars and stuff, but there are like hovering cars. Like this is more, think like Demolition Man, that, you know, little utopia of a city. So anytime that there are internal situations, Dino DNA is called in to deal with it. So you get a call in from your contact to meet up at once. And this is a Tricera named Tops McGee. And he's an older gentleman. He's actually missing one of his impressive horns. He used to be quite a combatant, but is just too old now. So he helps with all of the tech. And you gather in to the office outside of the training rooms.
Oh, hello. So we have a situation down at the fossil grounds.
And you all know that this is the major cemetery in town. It's very, very old and has just generations and generations and generations of families there that are buried when the time comes.
It would seem that a few of the workers went into the fossil grounds and haven't seemed to come out. We sent a small team to scout, and they seem to be hearing odd noises from inside. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, and you don't have a choice, is to please go extract the people that went missing and find out what's making a ruckus. Are you up to the challenge?
Yeah.
Sure thing, Tops.
I mean, like, yeah, but I don't know. It sounds kind of dangerous. Do we know anything else?
No, we don't know anything else except that one of the sounds was horrific, horrific screaming.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So if you would, please step into the training room and make sure that all of your bones are attached.
And he presses a button and the wall slides open with all of the attachments for your guns, your items, your weapons, everything that you need to get hooked up. And he assists in making sure that everything is good to go.
Before you run off, just be aware. We've discovered some sort of connection issues going on with the network, so it shouldn't cause you too much trouble, but, you know, just be aware of that.
Wait, what does that mean, issue with the network?
Oh, sometimes it just hiccups a little bit and makes you have to reset some things.
Okay.
I'm sure it can't possibly come up. so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that detrimental to what we're doing.
No, no, especially with all of the neural implants. Oh, I'll work on it while you're gone. And he calls around the shuttle to take you towards the fossil grounds. As you approach, this place is massive. It is completely walled off. Steel walls. It's got turrets at the top, but of course turrets that are facing out. Like, this place is highly regarded. It is, I mean, it's literally like the closest thing to a holy ground that bionosaurs keep. You know, they're far past any sort of superstitions and things like that. They just honor their dead and their pasts. But the place is huge. There's one giant main gate that's faux wood, and you know that it's well reinforced and it has the fossil grounds written over the top. And there are generally no other entrances besides this main one. But it seems dark. There aren't any of the usual lights on the inside that line the perimeter. Everything seems to be out. And at least at this main gate, you don't hear anything, and the doors don't trigger automatically like they should as your shuttle pulls up.
When you say faux wood, like wood paneled, or like it's metal that's been engraved to look like wood?
That, yeah, like it's painted up to look like big old wooden gates, but you know that whole thing is pure steel.
Okay, I use my cyber eye to scan it just to so I don't forget the grain pattern.
Oh, very good. Yeah, go ahead and roll a lasers for me on that.
Okay. Is it 2d8 plus lasers?
Yep.
14?
14, solid. So you scan that, so you have a solid idea of not just what this looks like in the pattern, but the structural integrity of this wall and door.
Seems like they've replicated an oak grain. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and deploy some of my neuro drones and have them out and above us. They're the ones with the implosion charges, so I just want to make sure that they're available in case we come across whatever is causing the horrific screams.
Okay, absolutely. You don't have an issue. You don't have to roll it just to deploy them. But as you start to deploy them, from a little panel on one of your wrist communicators, an image appears. It's kind of a vague mishmash of different species of bionosaurs all put together, except it's covered in bright feathers. And this hologram says, "Hello, I am AI Opteryx. I am here to make sure that you have everything in order before you begin. You must sign in. Are you ready to answer any questions to sign in?"
I mean, yeah, I guess.
"That is correct." And it disappears.
Do you want me to knock?
Sure, sure.
Okay. I'm going to run at the door and hit it.
Absolutely. I think roll dinos on this.
Okay. 12.
12. Okay, so mark an extinction. Are you just trying to get attention, or do you want them open?
I want them open.
They open. They do. It's obvious that they're supposed to open outward, but now they don't.
Yeah. And yeah, as I hit, like, the extender on my head, knocks out. Knock, knock.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
You hear from just inside and off to the left, there's like a small squat building, again, all steel, and you hear a terrified shriek.
Don't kill me.
Don't kill me who?
What? Oh my God. Are you playing cat and mouse with me here? Are you just wanting to kill me?
No, sir. We were sent to investigate the noises going on.
Oh, and a window slides open where there was just steel in this little structure. And a long bony head pokes out that is a dactyl. And you see his wings kind of ruffle from inside.
I forgot for a moment we were playing dinosaurs. And when you said a long bony head comes out of the window, I was like, ah, what the fuck?
Superb. What? Oh, are you from DNA?
Yes, sir, we are. What seems to be the problem? What's going on here?
Oh, there's, I think there's dead bionosaurs walking around in here.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good. That shouldn't be happening because they're supposed to be dead.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Where?
I mean, I saw a few come up towards the door and try to open it, but I hit the locking mechanism and I've been afraid to open the door.
Oh, so they were outside?
I mean, not outside the walls. They were making their way to it.
Oh, okay.
It's my job to keep everything secure, but usually from the outside.
Oh, I see. So you like kept everything in this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, seems like maybe we shouldn't have damaged the door the way we did.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to open for us.
Yeah, that is accurate.
I know a closed door when I see one, and that was a closed door, and I open doors.
Yeah, I mean, they came from, like, just right towards the middle in the back, so I don't know where they really originated or how or why. Can I fly away now?
Is there anything else that you operate that we need to know besides door?
Just the cameras and the turrets, but everything inside is shut down. Only the turrets are working, but they are all faced out. So if you can lead the zombies out, then, you know, you could use the turrets to take them out. But, I mean, it looks like your weaponry is better than those anyway.
Yeah, I think you could go if there's nothing, like, you're just hiding. That's not helpful.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Can you tell us what part of the cemetery you saw them in?
I mean, it was right here. Like, I saw they were shambling from the middle. I just saw them in the lane here.
To the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've got like a tape measure out and like a pencil, and I'm like measuring and marking and trying to figure out if I can leverage the gates back to being closed so that nothing can sneak out beyond us.
Okay, yeah. I feel like this is probably a lasers as well.
11?
Yeah, mark an extinction, but I think you're able to kind of rig them up to at least be in the way.
Well, that ought to at least stop them from getting out. I clap my hands off, clap the dust, the metal dust off my hands.
Yeah, I think I'll send out some of my neuro drones to go ahead of us a little bit. I think they look like little tiny metal pteranodons.
Beautiful.
And they'll fly up ahead. I think they don't deploy any of their charges or anything, but maybe it'll give us a heads up if we could hear anything react to them before we get there.
Okay.
And see if we can gather some information that way.
Sure. So I will let you can pick if you want to roll with dinos to like get a little information here. You can use your +1 for your satellite dish, or you can just roll straight lasers.
That is going to be the same roll.
Aha. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going for information here.
So. Okay.
13.
Damn. Yep. You get them up and out, and they do give you a little information as they start to move closer to the middle. They absolutely spot some things moving in the shadows of these massive mausoleums. You see all types of different species of dinos in various states of decay moving about. There might be a dozen or so at least on this avenue as you make your way towards the middle. Most of them seem like they're moving with purpose, like they're moving in small little packs of 3 or 4, weaving in and out of the mausoleums.
Oh boy. Yep. Yep. Looks like we got about a dozen of them. They're moving in herds.
They do move in herds.
Are we just supposed to take care of them?
I mean, they're dead already, so it wouldn't be, I don't think it would be morally unethical to destroy them, right?
Well, I mean, ultimately, we still have to, you know, try and find the people who are missing, if, you know, we can.
What if they are the people who are missing?
Their dino meat is mostly gone. I don't think that they died recently.
But what if they did? I'd like to clarify for Seth Green. I know he's a listener. This is not my Seth Green impression. This character doesn't understand why his name was changed to fit in with the rest of the group.
How big of an area are they shambling around?
Just this kind of main avenue, like the biggest road that leads down into the center is just lined with the high profile mausoleums. So it's almost like walking down a suburban street. And they're, I mean, almost house sized areas. So it could be the equivalent of the lengths of a couple of blocks.
Okay. I want to use my hard light hologram projectors to put up like walls on either side of them, like the trash chute in Star Wars, that starts to like make them think that they're being compressed inwards, so I can set up a bowling alley for Seth Green.
Outstanding. Roll plus lasers.
12.
You still mark an extinction, but it works. They come up, and this is hard light, so if you want them to physically be pressing them in, they absolutely are.
Yep.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the day, and I'm gonna charge at them.
All right. This seems like dinos.
Yeah. 13.
Ah, full success. Going for full obliteration?
I think so. I don't think I have I think he is either on or off.
Outstanding. So Seth runs down this alley as about a half a dozen of these things get pressed out from the mausoleums, and there's just dry meat and bones behind him as he skids to a halt.
Mm.
Hey!
You know that there are still at least a half a dozen that were spotted that were just much deeper in, that were still weaving their way in and out, but you're still a little ways away from the center as well.
Keep on moving.
Okay, are you just bowling down? Are you sneaking? What are you doing?
I think I'm going to use my teleportation suit and teleport onto the top of one of these like mausoleums.
Nice. Let's see some lasers.
8.
8. Absolutely. Go ahead and mark an extinction, but you do get up there. And as you get up there, you feel the communicator on your arm short out a little bit again. It sparks once, and then AI Optrix appears again. My apologies for any trouble. Before you can use this again, please answer your security question. What is your mother's maiden name?
Her maiden name? I just knew her as Ma.
That is correct. And then it disappears.
What is that?
This is the repercussion of the third GM spot. So you're up on top of this mausoleum looking around. And in the distance, you see some smoke billowing up from actually what seems like the far side of the fossil grounds. But much closer, you see more like dust and debris and just a dark spot in the ground near the center in between where it becomes less mausoleum and more like gravestones.
I'll teleport back to the group.
Okay.
Looks like there's, I don't know, maybe some like something impacted. Something happened in the middle here. There's some debris and dirt, and there's some smoke on the further side. But we've got a few more of these up ahead, I think.
Let's go clean them up.
Okay.
All right. You rushing that way?
I mean, rushing seems...
Yes.
Okay.
Me, anyway.
All right. Seth, you make your way up to the middle, and you see what Michael was talking about. And the dark spot is a hole in the ground that's deep, but like at an incline. This seems like something tunneled up, the way that all the earth has been like pushed up.
Oh, hey, it doesn't look like something fell from the sky and smashed. It looks like something smashed out of the ground.
I want to scan it with my cyber eye and run a comparison against like known vehicles or creatures or entities that might match the diameter of the hole.
Absolutely. Roll them lasers.
10.
10. Oof. Mark an extinction. What are you at now?
3.
Okay. But you get a few things from this scan. First of all, you are able to identify what seem like a few deep grooves as if this were a giant drill bit. And I mean, it looks old school. You find flecks of rust, you know, tech like this you all don't use anymore. You would use literal like lasers and things to move through the ground. So whatever did this is very old tech. And you also see a whole slew of footprints. Some of them are very clearly like broken or bony, as if some of those undead Bionosaurs had walked around here. But the two that you notice that really stick out, one is a set of very large Tyranno footprints, and the other one is much smaller but similar. They are Dilo footprints, both species of which really only make homes out in the Mesozoa wastes.
I give like a low whistle. I'm like, ooh, that is an impressive piece of machinery. An antique drill bit. You know, it's not every day you get to see the effect of something like that.
Where do you think it went?
Don't know, but it seems like maybe it was being piloted by a Tyranno and a Dilo.
Oh.
I point out the footprints, scan them with my eye, take an impression.
I mean, I guess we should follow the footprints then, right?
Yeah, is there like not a trail from here to somewhere now?
I think if you're looking for it, yeah, you kind of find what end up being like tread tracks.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you had to kind of sift through the chaos before you found them. And you would know that this is mostly the direction that Michael saw that smoke billowing from on top of a mausoleum.
I point that direction and just start moving.
I follow.
Yep.
All right. You get to a clearer area where there aren't as tall of buildings and mausoleums. There are actually even some trees and stuff in here blocking a lot of view, but you see the smoke clearly in the distance when someone leaps out from behind a mausoleum, and with him about another half dozen of these undead dinos. And it's a small, slight figure. You know that it is a Dilo wearing these thick, like, burlap robes. It seems like literally just trash that they'd found on the ground and fashioned into clothes. His little frill around his neck springs up and he hisses with little flecks of acid spilling between his teeth. And as the frill starts shaking, the undead creature seemed to respond instantly as if at his command.
I want to scan his feet to see for my collection. to see if they match the prints by where the drill came out.
Okay. As you start to scan from your wrist comm, AIOpteryx springs up. Hello. I would like you to please answer this question. What is your darkest secret?
I kind of like cup a hand over so that hopefully nobody else can hear and whisper to AIOpteryx. I killed my best friend and co-host, Tim, and buried him beneath the shed in my backyard. I could not stand his smug superiority.
That is mostly correct. I will take it. You have access. And then you're able to scan and get a new set of prints to identify. And the undead dinos are rushing you. There are various types. There are raptors and stegos and triceras. There's even one that can barely fly, but there's a dactyl that's sort of half spinning, half flying towards you.
Oh boy, I'm sending out my little Pteranodon drones, and I'm having them deploy a bunch of the implosion cartridges, and I just say, hold on to your butts!
Roll lasers.
Nine,
mark an extinction, but they blast out. Three of these things are just suddenly nothing. Those cartridges hit, and they just shrink in like a dying star and are gone. And the other half are still moving forward.
When that dinosaur started like hissing and the frill started vibrating at me, I think I start screaming back at him and my cybernetic forehead starts like going up and down real fast. You can hear like my scream being pulsated and I'm like, and it gets louder. This is my sonic attack.
That is amazing. I think this is going to be a laser's roll.
Okay. Eight.
Eight, mark an extinction, but that is a success. And as it starts to pulse, AIOpteryx pops up on your comm. Please state loudly for the group, which of these members from your security question have you had vivid sexual dreams about?
Yes.
That sounds correct to me, sure. And it disappears.
It didn't even give me options, but you're all there.
But your blast rings out and this wave hits the Dilo and its frill stops shaking as it's stunned and topples to the ground, looking around just stunned and confused. As you do that, the three left of the zombie things, they're still moving and just swinging their tails and biting and stuff, but they're not doing it with any sort of focus. It just seems wild.
Do the footprints match?
They sure do.
This is one of our pilots. Take him alive.
I want to go search him. Search his trash robes.
Okay. He is still kind of active. He's knocked back and disoriented, but you know, he can still fight. So what are you wanting to do to like be able to get through his stuff?
Can I help by using hard light holograms as like cuffs that lock his limbs to the ground?
Oh yeah, I think so. You could do lasers with that.
10?
10. Mark an extinction, but it works. These hard light holograms spring up around his wrists and keep him down on the ground.
Yeah, and I think I'll use my +1 to gather information here to search through his trash robes.
Okay. I don't know that actually this is a roll.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's subdued, so he can't fight back. And the zombie things are just sort of swinging literally at anything moving. Or not even moving. I think literally tail smacking the mausoleums and stuff. It's just nonsense. So you go through this guy's robes, and one thing that you find is this necklace that has this bizarre old symbol, and just at a touch, even the ropey string that is holding the whole thing together, this thing is highly irradiated.
Take a look at this. And I pulled out the necklace.
And there's almost a glow to it.
Where's your buddy?
He struggles a little bit. They're at the back. They're trying to breach the wall. Just let me go and I'll leave and I'll call off all of the undead.
Why do you got undead? That's weird.
Because no reason.
I shoot a laser through his ruffle to encourage him to talk.
Yeah, I guess that's not quite really an appeal. That's still just using the tech to accomplish a thing. So go ahead and roll lasers.
I'm just all lasers all the way down.
You are.
10 again.
10. Mark another extinction. And he freezes as that laser bursts through. Oh, okay. All right. The whole plan was to make a breach in the wall and then pour all of the undead bionosaurs into the city and cause as much chaos as possible.
Why are you trying to cause chaos? That's not cool.
Because you're bionosaurs. So by default, fuck you.
I think I use my portal gun and I put a hole through one of the mausoleums and I'd stick him in there and lock him in.
All right. You don't have to roll this to do it because he can't fight back.
Okay.
But AI Opteryx pops up again. Please state out loud for everyone to hear your password.
You, Megan.
Jonah Hill.
Ha ha, ha ha, mine too. And she disappears. And that little Dilo has been teleported into one of the mausoleums. You distantly hear some knocking and some crying, but he's trapped.
Start running towards the back of this place.
Okay. You pass. I think you don't even have to fight them because they're just literally spinning in circles or like walking into like face first into mausoleums and stuff. But there are just more of those undead scattered. And what you discover as you approach the far wall is this kind of a small tank-like vehicle. It's rusted out, just brown metal with a massive drill on the front. There is a fairly large Dimetrodon that is manning this vehicle, driving it. And on top, in a very tiny little turret, is a Compi. And this turret is just like a little miniature Gatling gun. And he's got a whole bunch of little gas cans around him. He's scanning behind him as the Dimetrodon is piloting the vehicle, trying to drill through the sheer metal of the wall. And standing between you and this machine is the Tyranno. And this is one that I think you all recognize as being like a war criminal, Gergalo the Gorer. He is just shredded. He's ripped. He's just nothing but muscle with green veins popping out. You know that he's highly irradiated with this overwhelming strength. And in his tiny, tiny little T-Rex arms, he's still managing to hold what seems like 4 chainsaws strapped to a stick to make them a massive chainsaw mace. And he roars at you.
You trying to stop us?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, you have to go through me.
And as he coughs, a what's clearly the bone of a larger dinosaur comes spinning out of his throat and hits the ground with a wet thunk.
Oh.
Are the chainsaws running?
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah.
Cool. All right. I want to like get, like start advancing on him so that he raises the chainsaw mace. And then once it's above his head, I want to shoot it with an eye laser to see if I can break the head off and get it to drop on top of him.
Ooh. I think this is actually going to be an appeal. This is sort of like faking him to do what you want him to do at the right time.
Okay.
What's fueling the chainsaws?
Oh. Try not to think about it.
14.
Absolutely. Damn. So you blast the laser and it cuts through that top section. And as he's bringing it down to deliver this death blow on you, all four chainsaw pieces just dig straight into his skull, spinning. And he topples to the ground. His body starts spinning around the chainsaws.
Oh my God.
And then you start to hear gunfire. Good old-fashioned bullet gunfire from the tiny little turret and the little chicken lizard on top shooting towards you.
I want to look for the largest tombstone I can find, and I want to use my portal gun to make the headstone fall on top of the Compsognathus.
Oh, beautiful. Roll lasers.
14.
This tombstone comes out of nowhere from his perception. Again, these guys are cocky. So he's like blasting. He's almost to you in particular. Like he's got those just bullets lining up. And then there's just a crunch. And the back half of this vehicle tips upward a little bit. And you see some blood splatter spray from underneath the tombstone that's hit it.
I'm going to sprint at the tank. And right before I hit it, I'm going to use my enhanced muscle graft to jump because I want to hit it and knock it sideways so it's not on its treads.
Hell yeah. I think that's a laser's roll to make use of your graft.
11.
Amazing. So mark your extinction, but you do slam into it and it tips onto its side. The one tread that it's still sort of on is still kind of letting it move forward, but it's obvious he's trying to spin it towards you all, but he can't quite. So he's just continuing to bash into the wall.
Oh, don't damage the drill bit. That's a classic.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
See if you can preserve that.
Okay.
Take care of the rest of it, though. That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to just try and, like, cleft the cockpit in twain with a beam laser.
Okay, roll lasers.
10?
Yep, mark an extinction. You split this vehicle essentially in half, or at least the cockpit, and this dimey falls out, scrambling to his feet. It seems like he's reaching for what looks like a kind of a blunderbuss on his back, and you can see jammed into the barrel of it looks like just a pile of rusty nails.
You should really treat your tools with more respect. Then I'll fucking try to shoot him in the head with a laser beam, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
I think this might be the death of me. Is this a laser's roll?
Yep.
That's an 8. I have not been commented yet.
Oh my God. Okay, you laser through him and he takes a shot, and some of you are kind of peppered with these nails, but he didn't get in close enough. This was his last ditch effort, and he falls to the ground, split in twain by this laser. The vehicle that he was in is still running and just sort of pounding into the wall, and you hear the grunts of the dead dinosaurs still walking around as they're functionally useless. It seems you have calmed things down. You tell me, how do you go about dealing with the rest of the shambling dead?
Oh, just send out my little drone babies and hit them all with implosion charges.
Sure. I think for the sake of it, we need to do one more lasers roll for that just to see the amount of success you have with this or if there's any collateral damage.
Fair. 6.
Oh, you destroy about half of the fossil grounds in this attempt as these things are just running back and forth wildly and don't take out any of them as they make their way through the tunnel.
Oh, no.
That had been made by the apocalyptosaurs.
Oops.
You all get a call from Tops. So, how did it go?
We didn't find no people yet.
Oh, well, that's no good. I'm getting some bizarre readings underground.
Yeah, there were some dino zombies, but they're not in the fossil grounds anymore. We took care of that.
Oh, goodness. Well, I guess we'll have to send you out on one more mission when we come back with Dinos and Wastelands.
All right, Tass, is there a place right now where people can find this game?
Yeah, you can find it at tassallgood.itch.io/dinos-and-lasers. It is free, but there is an option for donations.
Wah, wah, wah.
And look to the future, because it's two small expansion packs, which by small, I mean exactly the same size as this one, will be coming very soon.
All right, we will see you next week with another one-page RPG.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Edgars didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.